Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Give me a fake name, Katie.
Sammy.
Sammy, like a sandwich. Yeah. Of course you pick that. All right, this came in from Sammy. She didn't want us to use her real name. I'm going to read it to you. Sammy says, hey, JKJ, I need you to weigh in on this one because I seriously side-eyed my so-called happily married friend. She's been married for about 4 years, always posts about how perfect her husband is. But behind the scenes, she's admitted to me that she loves going out and flirting with random dudes. Sometimes she even goes out alone to get hit on. She claims it's just for fun.
She probably pops that wedding ring off, too.
And it's a great self-esteem boost, is what she said. I straight up told her I think it's gross. And then she goes into, like, cheating on diets and stuff. She says, but when I mentioned it to another mutual friend, she defended her. She said, it's harmless. She's not sleeping with anyone. She just likes the rush. So now I'm the odd one out, wondering if I'm being too uptight. Personally, I think it's a bit of a red flag, but maybe I'm old-fashioned. What do you guys think? Should I call her out, distance myself, or just accept that she's out there collecting compliments while her husband has no clue? Then she goes on a little bit more to talk about, you know, if her husband ever found out, it would crush him. She's sitting here with this secret. It feels like it could blow up a marriage. Or, dude. I don't know, maybe the husband knows about this. I don't know. So she ends up by saying, what do you guys think? Is this innocent or just emotional cheating in disguise? Super annoyed. Help me out with show wants to know. And that's from, air quotes, Sammy. So phone lines are wide open if you want to sound off about this. I see phones are already ringing. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Now, Katie, have you ever heard of anybody doing something like this?
Well, it's funny because I'm a little torn on it just because on one hand, I know that there is the, you know, old adage that if you are not happy with yourself, nothing else matters, right? So if she's seeking kind of approval from outside sources and that makes her feel better, that in itself is a little bit of an issue. But that, again, the part I'm torn on is, you know, as you get older and you look in the mirror and you see your face change and you see the wrinkles come and, you know, like it is a hard thing to accept. So if somebody, you know, makes you feel better, somebody outside of your already established marriage and she's not acting on it, I don't know. I don't like that she's like going out by herself to get hit on, though. Like, that seems a little sketch. So
I'm wondering where she's going. Like, she doesn't flat out say like she's going to, you know, Shanahan's or something.
Yeah.
I mean, she truly could just be throwing on a cute workout outfit
going to the gas station,
wandering
right?
Target
yeah.
or a gas station just in hopes that, you know, somebody's like, hey, how you doing? You know?
Yeah.
And it's just a self-esteem confidence boost for
and
her.
And she's not acting on it. So
she's not making out with anybody.
Yeah.
No, but that's like saying essentially that her husband's not good enough for her. Like, his compliments and his love and all that stuff is not good enough for her, so she needs more. And that is emotional cheating.
She needs more approval from outside sources. Yeah, that's the part
that
I kind of
this just shows how insecure she is.
A little insecurity,
so
yeah.
So what if she is?
That's cheating.
I know, yeah.
What if she is?
She's
that's
not,
cheating.
She's just looking for compliments.
So you'd be totally fine with Knick Knack doing this, Jake.
I think it's great if she, you know, we share stories like this. Like, she'll come out, oh, so-and-so. She's like, I still got it.
Yeah.
You know, so-and-so hit on me. And I'll do the same thing.
She's
yeah.
not going
but we're
out
comfortable.
Looking for this.
She's
guy.
Not going out of her way. But if
no.
she gets hit on and stuff, I
yeah.
guarantee you she's like, damn, that felt good.
Yeah,
that felt really good.
But again, even the friend, I bet it's hard for her to say something because then she comes off as jealous, I imagine, right? If she's like, what are you doing going out there and yeah. trying to get people to hit on you? That's so gross.
Sorry,
and,
Shrek, that's not
yeah,
happening to
I know,
you,
that's
right?
kind of how it
You're
comes
getting,
off.
It's the Shrekking again.
Yes.
If
yeah.
you guys want to sound off about this, what do you think about Sammy's friend going out and getting her flirt on? It seems fairly innocent on the surface, but is it cheating? Her husband doesn't really know about it, it sounds like. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. We'd love to talk to you guys. Here's Vanessa on the line. Hi, Vanessa.
How's it going?
Well, good. Are you, like, in a cave somewhere? It's hard to hear you.
No, I'm actually
there.
Driving.
Okay, that's a
I
little...
I have my phone on my earbud.
Yeah, okay. What do you think about Sammy's friend situation?
Me, in my personal opinion, when it comes to showing somebody else a personal and emotional feelings towards another person, that is emotional cheating.
So you're saying the whole thing in general, it is
the whole thing.
Emotional cheating. So you would err on the side of you don't think it's okay.
I honestly do not think it's okay.
But what if she's not reciprocating the flirt back? She's just accepting the flirt and the compliment and then moving on. She's not like, oh, well, you're really attractive too. What's your number? She's just like, oh, thank you. That felt good. And then moved on. That's cheating?
In that case, I do not think that's how she reacts in that type of situation.
See, it seems to me from reading between the lines of this email, she's not acting on anything. She is just truly going out for people to say, hey, you look good. Or, you know, you shop here often. Or whatever they're doing. To talk to her, and she's just strictly going out for that. Is that bad? All right, we're going to throw her on hold. Her phone sucks. Nick!
Hey, how's it going?
Good, buddy. What are your thoughts on this email?
Oh, man, I think, I guess it depends on what she's actually doing. You know, if she goes out there, is she taking off her ring? Is she putting it in her pocket, or is she keeping it on? And you know, she's using that like, see, I'm married, so don't even try it.
Yeah.
And right. It's one of those things.
I wonder if she's like keeping that left hand in her pocket or like, you know.
No, yeah, you make such a good point because that act in itself is very devious. It's very malicious, right? Like, that's where I would start having a problem with it. If she's hiding that she's married from people to get those compliments, you make a good point, Nick.
I wish I had wrote back to Sammy and said, hey, do you know if she takes her ring off?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Oh. So just for funsies, Nick,
what are you going to say?
Well, just for funsies, what if she is leaving her ring on and still going out and just getting flirted with?
I think, I don't know if I would be okay with that if I was her husband. I would kind of think about like, well, you know, I give you compliments. I give you flowers. I give you all these things. Why do you have to go out downtown to want to seek validation from other men as well? Why would you want to kind of leave me out of that? Like, if I went to go do it, would it be something that she would be okay with? I guess if they're comfortable in their marriage with doing that and the husband knows, then, hey, that's all them. But if she's doing it secretly, I think that might be a leeway to her starting to do other things. So, it just depends.
Even if it is innocent, it does kind of leave the door open to going a little bit further, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, and I think this kind of excitement, a lot of people like the excitement of it. And once it wears off, you need more ways to get excited.
It's like an addiction.
So I think you're right, Nick. I think this might like open the door to more bad behavior. And that's where it could get pretty dicey.
Yeah. It starts in a Walgreens. The next thing you know, you're at a Holiday Inn.
Exactly. What you doing?
Hey, Nick. You look good today, buddy.
Yeah.
Look really good.
Oh, thank you. Hey, you know, I'm trying out here.
I love your shoes, man. Thanks for calling in. Have a great day.
Appreciate it. That's
good. You bet, buddy. Later, dude.
That's funny.
Here's Jerry. Hi, Jerry.
Hey.
Hey. So you heard the email about Sammy's friend going out just to, you know, kind of get all dolled up and accept compliments from strangers. Do you think that's okay?
I think it's okay. But there's a couple of things that I kind of am like, first of all, I don't know about you guys, but I do not get emotionally attached when I'm flirting with somebody. If people are thinking flirting is emotional attachment, then I think that's an issue. If it's just flirting and it's innocent fun, then that's what it is.
I also know
what people post on Facebook and social media is not necessarily the reality of their everyday life.
Yeah, no, really, what is the difference if she was posting some sort of sexy picture of her by the pool and just sitting there waiting for the compliments to come in, which we see all the time.
Oh, my gosh, daily.
And everybody's fine with that, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's fine with throwing your body up on Instagram.
You make a good point.
But yet, if you go to Walgreens and you're looking good in your yoga pants and you're just accepting compliments, that's a bad thing.
Right. And the other thing is, we're all assuming the husband doesn't know. We don't know.
Yeah.
We're making a lot of assumptions. Yeah. And you know what happens when you make assumptions?
Yeah, maybe he's like, go get those compliments, babe.
Yeah,
get it.
But you're still coming home to me, you little hottie. Yeah.
That could be.
She's coming home to me. My best friend, we would go out. Her husband would actually go with us. And her husband loved the fact that other men found her attractive because at the end of the night, he knew where she was going.
Oh, snap. Josh, you ever done that thing where you send a girlfriend up to get, like, free drinks and stuff because she's good-looking?
Because she's going
to
get free drinks?
I've done that with Knick Knack. Knick Knack's gone up a few times and gotten free drinks from the bartender, and she brings me back a Bud Light. She's like, yeah, this one is free.
Yeah.
And the other thing I think is that sometimes when people are so worried and so insecure, it's more a reflection of them and what they might do, and so they're projecting onto other people.
Yeah.
Could be. Jerry, this was a great call.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Great
you guys have a fantastic
wait,
day.
Wait, Jerry.
No, wait.
You look hot today. You look really good.
Oh, gee, thanks so much. I'm blushing.
Yeah, your hair looks super sexy. Thank you for calling.
And I'm going to let my significant other know.
Tell him I think you're sexy, Jerry.
See, Jeremy was hitting on me.
See you later, girlfriend.
Have a great one.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye. Jerry.
I made her feel good. What's wrong with that? I'm just making her feel good. Cassidy.
Hello.
What are your thoughts about Sammy's friend going out and flirting in her yoga pants?
So, the way that I'm thinking about it is that if the husband doesn't know and she is, like, in fact, taking off the ring and seeking this validation type of thing, then she probably knows that maybe he wouldn't like it. But then the other aspect of it is that if she's taking off the ring, you know, because... and she's going to go flirt with these guys, if they think they have, like, an actual chance with her, then it's wrong on their end when she knows that, hey, I'm going to be going back to my husband.
I see.
And, you know, it's so hard nowadays to, like, meet an attractive woman and have her show genuine interest and flirt and that sort of thing, that it's just kind of wrong if she's doing it. It's like setting up a dating profile with no intention to actually date or try to develop a relationship because you're already in a very serious and committed relationship.
I see what you're saying. It's false advertising for these guys.
That's just my opinion on it.
It's false advertising for these guys. You're getting their hopes up. She's into
me. That's what I'm saying.
I give her a compliment. Maybe we go on a date, and then boom, she says no. Throws a hammer down.
You do make an interesting point.
That's kind of my opinion on it, is that it ends up being kind of like, I wouldn't say an ego check against them, but it ends up being just like, I don't know, just a too good to be true type situation that it's like, oh yeah, why should I even bother approaching women nowadays? All the good ones are taken.
Why do I feel like this happened to you, Cassidy?
Poor Cassidy.
It hasn't. Truth be told, I haven't been on a date in like 11 years. And, you know, since moving to Colorado, I haven't really pursued anybody. So it definitely hasn't happened to me.
So you're single? You're single?
I'm definitely single.
Hey, so is Katie. Katie's so single, Cassidy.
I haven't had any of that kind of
all right, tell us about yourself. No, hold on, Cassidy, hold on. Tell us about yourself.
What are some of your hobbies?
I mean...
how tall are you?
I'm 6'4". You've met me before. I was the big guy in the blue tank at the when you guys had the studio thing. You might remember me. I'm a tall, big dude. I'm 6'4" and I'm 230.
I don't remember you, but we met a lot of people.
Blue eyes,
there.
Right?
All right. Well, send Katie all your details. Her eyebrows just went up in the air.
Brown hair, blue eyes. What up, Cass?
That's funny. I've met Katie. She's a charming woman, but I don't know if it would work between us.
Oh, why? She's a great kisser.
Is it because I'll eat all your food, Cassidy?
Don't. I don't know what he's going to say.
I'll see you guys at the meet and greet, and we can joke about it some more.
I'm trying
to take over the segment.
That's fine. I got to get to two more calls, but Cassidy, dude, you look good today. You look really good, all right?
So fun.
Thank you.
Yeah, see you later. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much. Bye.
I'll throw out a quick plug. He's referring to a JKJ meet and greet happy hour. It's happening September 12th.
Yes.
The Lake House in Littleton starting at 4:30.
See you there.
See you there. Come meet us. All right. We'll do two more. We got Robert and Kay, and then we will put this to bed. Hi, Robert.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, Sammy's friend looking for compliments, good or bad?
Now that I've heard all the phone calls, I'm still leaning on the bad side just because she's seeking attention outside of her marriage. And there's so many open gaps still that we don't know the whole story. Whether she is taking the ring off, if she's out, you know, maybe she is doing something behind her back, or she doesn't want to tell her friends because she'd feel bad about it and she just can't get enough of the attention. So she could be cheating. I'm not trying to put words in people's mouths, but
I almost feel like she told her friend Sammy because she loves the attention, and this will get her even more attention.
Mm-hmm. And she's leading these guys on, which then gets their hopes up and then brushed when they find out that she's married. Mm-hmm. And what if she runs into one of the guy's friends that she doesn't know, and then he tells the husband, and then how's that going to work out?
Oh my God, it just got super confusing.
It's so confusing,
Robert.
It's just a dumb thing to do.
Well, she just thrives on compliments, and she might have some issues. So I don't know if it's necessarily cheating or bad.
I don't get how people are backing her
she's
up
just
on
thriving
this.
On really compliments dumb. Because you it feels well, good when you get
when
compliments.
You don't have to try for them.
But it just feels good when you get a compliment.
It does. And again, like as you get older, those compliments feel even better because they come fewer and farther
and
in between.
Katie is so old, Robert.
Okay.
She's not that old.
Thank you, Robert.
She's Robert.
That
Robert,
okay, that was not necessary, Robert.
Tell
but
Katie
whatever.
That tell Katie she's pretty, Robert.
Katie, you're very beautiful.
Aw, thank you, Robert.
Robert, have a good day. We appreciate you calling.
Thanks,
all right, let's wrap it up with Kay. Hey, Kay.
Hi.
Hi, you get the final word on this.
Okay, so there's a whole community, a whole lifestyle of this kind of thing, guys.
What?
Women go out and flirt. The men like it. Mm.
What
and why are we making
an
issue about the married men that flirt with women all the time sitting in the bars?
Well, we're not talking about that today. We're talking about Sammy's
friend. I know, but I'm just saying, it's okay. It's okay for her to go out and flirt. She's going home to her husband, and chances are, he probably knows about it.
I'm beginning to think that he does know about this. If this is just something
he
that sounds like...
He probably likes it.
That, yeah, if she's doing this constantly, I'm guessing he probably knows.
Like I said, there's a whole community out there that people don't realize that it's a thing.
They just thrive on compliments.
And truly, Kay, I have a friend, now that I'm thinking of it, I have a friend who likes to go out and be kind of louder and get attention, and the husband knows about it too and is just kind of in that lane of like, oh, there she goes again, you know?
Just
like,
getting what she needs,
just
you know?
Some people just have that personality, right, where everyone's their friend and they like attention, whether
that's
no
me.
Matter who it's from.
That's me.
And there are people like that, though.
It's not a bad thing.
It's
and
not
as
a
long
bad
as,
thing.
As, like, if there's not secrets between them, like, if he knows about it and she's doing it, she's probably going home and telling him about it, and it's probably just totally harmless.
Right, yeah. He could be going out and doing little things that she doesn't know about, like, you know, smoking cigars. I'm married, and
I flirt all the time.
Yeah. See?
It's my personality, though, too. So, and like the caller, you know, a little bit ago said, you're not emotionally attached to somebody just because you're flirting with them.
Yeah. Kay, tell
and
me.
You can
Kay,
flirt.
Kay.
You can flirt without people think you're going home, too.
Kay,
I mean,
Kay flirt with me. Tell me I'm pretty.
I'm not good at flirting, but if it's Josh.
You just said. All right, flirt with Josh.
She wants to flirt with Josh.
Hold on.
Guess she doesn't like married men.
Hold on, Kay. What were you going to say?
Flirt with Josh real quick.
I met Josh on Friday.
Oh, this is you, Kay.
There you go.
Well, why didn't you shoot your shot?
Ahead. You guys have a moment. Go ahead, Josh.
I have a moment.
I like her. I like Kay. She was sweet. You were very sweet. I liked meeting you. I know who this is. You were very sweet.
Kay, I will say, though, you got to get in line, and it's a very long line.
Yeah, but he's blushing.
I'm married.
Hey,
patience is a virtue.
It's all right. The line is so long that by the time you get up to Josh, your husband might be dead or you guys are broken up. It's a long line, Kay.
I'm probably also old enough to be his mom. So.
Yeah, you're probably right.
He likes that sometimes.
That's all right.
You know what? I've heard stories, Kay. He's into it.
It's not a game ender. We're good.
All right?
He's into it, Kay. He likes to be swaddled and given a bottle.
I do. It's my thing.
And burped.
And put a onesie on him.
Oh,
Kay, you are a lot of fun. Thank you for calling in this morning.
Thank you.
See
bye.
You later. Bye. Oh, boy. That
She's
went
sweet.
South.
I like her.
That's amazing.
I like her.
Thank you. I don't know where we landed on this. I think, honestly, I think most of the people said it's not that big a deal.
No.
I didn't
no,
write
that. I hate
down.
What
I didn't
this world's coming
score.
To.
It's honestly got me kind of questioning my motives.
It
when
makes
it's
me really
going,
sad.
You know,
like I don't know. I don't know. Why ever get married if this is the way life is? Like, truly.
The way things are going for you, buddy, you won't. It's
yeah, right. Flirting's fun. Just take advantage of it while you can. Right?
None of those girls you're with are going to settle down. Trust me.
More fun for you.
I know their type. Just enjoy it.
I know.
All right, that's it, you guys. If you ever have a segment or an issue going on in your life that you'd like to be part of this segment, shoot us a message and just title it Show Wants to Know. You can shoot those messages to our social accounts, Instagram and Facebook. Just search Jeremy, Katie, Josh on both of those.